The mindfulness challenge this week is to take noticing the color red very, very seriously. Some mindfulness gurus take students by the hand, blindfolded, into a room they have never seen before. They remove the blindfold, then ask the student to gaze around the room with the expectation that they will be asked to describe what is in the room. Of course, they're only given about 15 seconds. The blindfold is reaffixed, and the question is asked, "Now, describe what is in this room." It's a particularly challenging task for most people. The task I have this week is nothing as difficult or onerous as that task, but in a way it has the same intent. The task is to, day by day, throughout the entire week, take notice of everything that has or is the color red. This might be red on a billboard, red on the highway, red on a signal light, or a traffic sign. It may be that the red that you will notice is red in a picture on a wall. It may be red in a carpet that you are walking on. It may be the texture of red on the walls of a room that you are entering. Or red, of course, that is worn by people who you encounter. Of course, you might also acknowledge red that you may yourself be wearing that day. Of course, red is all over the place. The task, however, is to take special notice of every time you encounter the color red, no matter where you find it. I invite you to let red find you, but also consider this to be a serious search every day as you meticulously search for red everywhere in your environment. An ancillary assignment that you may want to undertake one or two or all 7 days is to keep a mental count of the number of times you spotted the color red. Don't actually make a record on a piece of paper or a notebook. See if you can remember the last number in the count, and then add to that number when you see an object with the color red. Do this until you actually reach the number 100. If you get to the end of the day and realize you're only at 64, then do a meticulous search to find more and more objects that have the color red. There's a final invitation, and this one is really only for situations where you are in a secure place. So don't do this while you're driving, or certainly not while you are operating heavy equipment, machinery. But when you're in a safe place and you spot the color red, no matter what it happens to be on or where it is coming from, whether the sky, a bird, or something in nature, or something man-made, allow yourself to receive and be soaked with the frequency of red. Allow yourself to become red each time that you see it. This will become more understandable in a few days. Enjoy the next few days as you encounter object by object that has the color red, and marvel at the redness that you encounter. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent day noticing red, and a marvelous week noticing red. Good day.